This was having no reference or purpose recognition, and they all say that's your show of power. Okay. So yesterday we did Dan Basulin, which is the packet about the Dika with Nei Lachai Tashmish. Is that here?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to spend so much time with this packet, but the idea being that there's a discussion in the poskim whether a couple has to do vedikas before they have relations or not. So a question about before and a question about after. So what about before? Before is because maybe she became an Ida, right? And after is the question of maybe the bia itself caused nidus. There's a concept of ro adam machmas tashmish, that there was something that existed. I don't know how much it exists bezman hazeh. Rabbi Alsh told me that he's seen it in cases of people who are seasonal birth control. Whereas seasonal birth control means you take pills like for 3 months straight, not to get the period. Seasonal birth controls, he's seen situations where people had relations using seasonal birth controls, and that caused nidus. But in a regular situation, I don't know, apparently that was something that was maybe more common, Mizman Chazal, but I don't know how I never heard of anyone having it, you know, Mizman Hazeh, that the bee itself is. So, but it was more common then, so they used to be bedikas after the tashmish to make sure that the tashmish wasn't causing nidus. So those were the two things, doing a bedika before the tashmish to make sure she's not an Ida, and doing a bedika after the tashmish, etc. So there are different shitas on this matter. Let's look at the Rambam, page 5. Hatznuas ei misham shetz aliyev tuka atzum tchila kodem tashmish. So the tznuas, so it's mashma that's added chumra, that they would bogdik themselves before tashmish. V'isha she'en levesas. So, but that means that even if the woman had a vesis kavua, she would still, and she knows that it's not the time of the vesis, but the tznuas would still be bodek. But a woman that doesn't have a vesis kavua, asur l'shamesh she tivdok. So the Rambam says that a woman that doesn't have a vesis kavua, she can't have tashmish until she does a bedika, because l'maisa, if she doesn't have a vesis kavua, then mean the period can come any time. So therefore, they have to do a bedika before tashmish. Fichachim shameshesh shnei edim. So they shnei edim means two cloths. Echad lufnei tashmish ve'echad lachar tashmish. So one cloth she uses before tashmish to see if there's any blood before she has tashmish. And one is after tashmish to see if the bia caused blood. But a woman who has a vesis kavua, and now it's not the time of the vesis kavua, so it's an added chumra. It's just, you know, an added chumra to do a bedika before tashmish, but not necessarily to do it. Right, but not meikar hadin. But after tashmish, hakol tzrichim shnei edim. But after tashmish, then you have to do a bedika, him and her. In other words, she has to do a bedika to see that, and this is even if there is a vesis kavua, but still, it could be that the bia itself was goreim nidus. Well, after tashmish, hakol tzrichim shnei edim. Echad lo ve'echad lo. So, one for him to see if there's blood on him, and one for her to see if there's blood on her. So that's the Rambam Shita. That if you, in other words, before Tashmish, it's only if you don't have a Vesis Kavua, then you're mechuyev to do it, and But if you have a Vesas Kavu, it's only Mishum Tznius. And Acher Tashmish, it's a Chiv to do each time. That is the Ram Shita. Now the Rashi has a different thing here. And he says on page 3, see, there's the Shita there of Rav Meir. On page 3, Yud Beis and Yud Beis, it says, Isha Shein Lavesis, Asul Shamish Vein Lakasul Lopeiris. The Rav Meir Shita is, he's more chomer than what the Rambam paskens. Rav Meir Shita is that you can't remain married if you don't have a Vesis Kavua. Because then how are you going to ever have Tashmish? Because she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, then she could get her period at any time. So then how could she ever... So we follow the sheet that the social do a bedika. So that's the other sheet there. That's Rav Chanina ben Antignus. But Rashi sheet is different. Olam asuka. See there, the Rashi on page Yud Beis on Beis. That this whole thing of doing the bedikas. It's talking about a woman who is osik bataros. She touches truma, she touches kach, you know, she's doing like that. So this woman, she's osuka bataros, she has to do batikas because we don't know what's going to be. Maybe she's going to be matami the taros. So therefore... And that's the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ol Shonu Al Biisha Asuka B'Taras." The Migu Debay B'Tikah B'Taras Bay B'Na B'Tikah L'Bayla. But if she's not a Asuka B'Taras, so then once she has to do B'Tikah B'Taras, she has to do before Tashmish. Also, but if she's not a Suga Bataros, then she doesn't have to do these Bedikas. So that's the Shita of Rashi. I mean, based on that Gemara, that's the Maskana. So, and then there's so let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Page 9. Kuf Pevav Isha Shiyesh Leveses Kavua Eina Tzvicha B'dika Klal. So the first sheet is in Shulchan Aruch is that you have a Vesas Kavua, and this is, he says, this is the that a woman that has a Vesas Kavua, this we didn't see this sheet yet. She doesn't need any Bedika at all, not before Tashmish, not after Tashmish. And Fakir, she shouldn't do a Bedika. Why was she making, you know? Where the Rambam says and that's Aran B'Shem the Rif that she doesn't need. Bedika every time. She has a Vesas Kavua, so we're not worried. So Jesus is a kavua, so she doesn't need vajra ain't no lifto. But the Rambam says that you need you know, achar tashmish she needs, even if she has a vessel kavua, lefnei tashmish only the tznuas. Now, what if she doesn't have a vessel kavua? So this is the famous riff. That the famous riff says, and then one second, then the Shach writes, like Shita's Rashi, that if you're not a Sukkah Vitaros, then you're okay. But the Rif Shita is that you have to be machzik yourself, that you're not rovadah machmas ptashmish. So from Lacha Beis, he says, "Im eino veses kavua sholosh pa'amim rishon tzricha livdok kodem tashmish v'achar tashmish." That the first three times when he's married, he has to be machzik that he's not roa da machmas tashmish. With his huba, so he has to. Then in other words, once you machzik the first three times of marriage, that there's no dam before and after tashmish, so then you know that you're not susceptible to this syndrome of raw dam machmas tashmish.
But the Rif says you need a chazaka.
And the Rambam and Rosh calls man she'ein lo veses shicha b'dika la'olam kodem tashmish. Right, the Rambam shita is that if you don't have a veska, you need before tashmish, but kodem tashmish la'achar tashmish. The Rambam says shagam. But if he has a Vesas Kavua, like we said before, then he only needs the Achar Tashmish. But according to the Rif, right, so again, Rama's sheet is if he has a Vesas Kavua. So the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch is that if you have a Vesas Kavua, you don't need a Badik at all. And according to the Rambam, you still need one after Tashmish. But if he doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, so then that's Halakha Beis, that you only need the first three times, that's the Rif Shita. And the Rambam Shita is that she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, so then she always has to do Bedikas. So the Shach disagrees with the Rif. The Shach says that you only have to do bedikas if you don't have a Vesas Kavua, like the Rif Shita is the first three times. It's only if you're a person that has some type of Reisa. He says that really Shita's Rashi is the real Shita. It's only Rumen Osekas Pataris. And then the Shach says that you don't have to do a bedikah. Because why do you have to be machzik yourself? Rabbi writes this, that there's no reason to assume that you have any problem. So basically, you don't have to do any bedikas according to the shach before tashmish, because we're not osek b'taros. And after tashmish, you don't have to do any bedikas because there's no reisa, there's no veheti tesi. So according to the shach, basically, that's it. You don't have to do anything. So that's why b'zman hazeh, many people don't do anything. They don't do any bedikas before because they're so mechanshit as Rashi. That even if it's of Eila versus Kavua, but you're not also Pataris, so you don't have to do. And to do afterwards, the Rif says that you have to do the first three times, but the Shach says, but you don't have any Reisa. In other words, Mehechi Tesi, that you have this syndrome. So Mela, it's only if there was some type of reisa that you think maybe there was something that when you were having tashmish, something was going on that causes, but if it never happened, there's nothing reason to assume it's going to happen. So some people in the some of the books, the Nida books that come out today, they say to do it the first three times. But Lamaisa, I only see kilkul coming out of that, because a lot of times people do it the first three times and then they get bad bedikas, but that's only because of the dam besul. It's nothing to do with drawing dam machmas tashmish. So mamela, I tell people they should never do any of these bedikas, because follow shita's Rashi, like the shach, they don't have to do before, and afterwards they don't have to do, because there was no reisa, there was nothing that, there was never any indication that this woman has such an issue. And then I told you, anyone who does the bedikas before, I remember once a woman did it, and it was, in the end, it was all dam besul, you know, it wasn't from. So why are you driving everyone crazy? You know, so Mela, I tell people they don't have to do any of this, and Mela, just go on with your life. But you should be aware of the sugi about this. So even though in the end of the day, I follow the, I tell people to follow what the rabbi says, the sheet of the shach. Then there's the Truma Sedeshin here, we've talked about it. I think we've talked about it. I mean, yeah, and take a look at the body on page 14. He says, Ein isha tzricha livdok bo lefnei tashu lo lachar tashu. Lech zesh yeh roda mach masla. Kim shein amatzo yom roda mach masla. That's the shach. Vegam v'bedika shatasa b'yada charchasan ein mulchul umzakim which arov him b'klal in a ruya liros. Lo v'yil b'dikasa. In other words, they're not at the time that they could even get their period yet, right? So Mela, don't do anything. Okay, then there's a famous Truma Sadeshin on page 15 that says that a woman that's never gets a period within the first 14 days after the mikvah. But after 14 days, so it's just so again, it's sometimes in the 15th day, 16th day. So what happens? So if you assume that Inisha She'en Lavesis has to do bedikas, like the Rambam, so, but in the first 14 days, maybe she's not, maybe she's considered Inisha She'esh Lavesis Kavua, not to see. This is the famous question of the Truma Sedeshin. Is there a concept of being a Vesas Kavua? Vesas Kavua normally means you see it at a particular time, every time, at least three times in a row. But you can have a concept of a Vesas Versus kavua in a negative sense, that you never see. Those versus kavua you normally use in a positive sense, that you always see on this time of the month, or this time of the... What if you have three times that you never saw within 14 days from the mikvah? So then it's sort of like a versus kavua not to see. So maybe that's considered like a versus kavua. A versus kavua not to see is also a versus kavua, and therefore what? Therefore, they can have tashmish within the first 14 days. That's a question. Do they have tashmish within the 14 days without having to do bedikas, according to the shita, that you have to do bedikas before tashmish if you're an isha she'en lavesis? So that's what he says over here, that it's considered a vesis. The true Rashi says it's considered a vesis kavua, not to see. And therefore, in the first 14 days, she wouldn't have to do... She wouldn't have to do any bedikas before the tashmish, even if she's a woman that doesn't have a vesis kavua, because this is called the vesis kavua. And then that's the discussion that the Chavos Da'at says that if that be the case, that that's called a versus kavua, then if a woman has a long cycle that she never sees in a certain time, she always sees day 35 and on, but she never sees by day 30. So would she have to keep the onabeinus? Because an onabeinus means you have to be parish on day 30 if you have a vesis shein kavua. But here she has a vesis kavua not to see. Because he says if it's true what the Truma Sedeshet says, then if a woman has a long cycle, she shouldn't have to keep onabeinus. And the Chavos Da'at says, and that can't be. Havadai Lesa. That can't be. Everyone knows that there's a Havadai Lesa, he writes on page 17. Of course, so that's why he doesn't like this Trumas Hadeshin, because if he has a Trumas Hadeshin, he'll knock out on a Vedanus. But others disagree. Others disagree and say that in a Chanami, you don't have to keep on a Beinonis if you're a woman that has long cycles. That's Sidri Tara, page 18. Usually. So he says, and you know the Chorin, Zavka B'chai Gavish Rosh Alamed Lamed Beis Lamed Dal, who to Tzvich HaLachosh Lo on the Bein Nes Peres Yom Dalet, V'hoys Aroa Lamed Al, V'chach Lamed Beis Lamed Dal, K'hai Gavid Lo Hoys Tzvich HaLachosh Lo on the Bein Nes, K'hai Vendur Chuch Tzvalo Shlo Tira Toch Shloshim. Chomach Lo Toch Shloshim, Chuch Tzvalo Shlo Tira. And Rav Moshe passes like this also. On page 19. He says, Klee was a Rabbi Sayin Ochron, Sidre Tara says, that you don't have to keep. So you don't have to keep it on the Beinonis. Chavos Da'at says you do. So Rav Abadi's told me that stabbing that you don't. Rav Abai said you don't even have to keep the verses of Chodesh. Because once you're a woman that doesn't see every month, because her period is longer than that, and she's muchzak that three times, so she didn't have a body said to me, you don't have to keep the onabenus, you don't have to be chodesh, just the haflaga. So that's what I tell people. That's the story. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then okay, let's go on now. I want to show you now the next packet about your lettuce. A woman who gives birth. So this, we have it here, the packet 34, Ezra?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so
here's the supplement. Okay, what's the din if a woman gives birth? So this is very important. A woman gives birth, she's tummy. She's tummy. If she gives birth to a girl, she's tummy for 14 days. If she gives birth to a boy, she's tummy for 7 days. Yolda Zohar, Tama Shivas Yomim. And then she gives birth to a girl, Tama Shvayim Kenidasa. Right. Now, what does that mean, she's tummy? What it means is the key thing you have to see in Rashi. Because in Lechara, when a woman gives birth, she's going to bleed also. So she'll be in need anyway. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush says Rashi on page 2 is a feel niftach and kever below down. Whereas even if she has what's called the Olei the Yveshta, that there was no blood, but the fact that you gave birth to a person is a matame, even if there's no blood at all. That's the Chiddush. Which is really not so common. So usually the amount of time she's going to bleed anyway is going to be longer than the zman of Tumas Yoledes. In other words, there are two parallel things going on here. There's the Tumas Yoledes and the need of blood. So the Chiddush is that even if there wouldn't have been need of blood, she'd still be with Tabe and be Yoledes. So sometimes it rarely would ever happen that a woman's giving birth and she's going to bleed less than 7 days, less than, because the whole Chiddush, well, so what do you need this whole halacha? Right, that's the guy. What do you need this whole halacha of Yoledes for? If anyway, she's what? She's going to bleed anyway, so what do you need the whole halacha of Yoledes? Take a look on page 11. Oh, wait, that's something else. So the answer is, Rashi says in Chumash, that even if it's a lady Yavashta, that's what Rashi says here on page 3, even if it's a lady Yavashta. A few niftach akeva below dam. She's still talking maybe din the later. So that means she wouldn't be able to. So theoretically, if a woman would go to the mikveh, wouldn't have any dam. So and she would. So she would only. She still would have to wait to go to the mikveh. 14 days for a girl and 7 days for a boy. But the reality is there's going to be dam. There's going to be dam probably 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 7, 8 weeks of dam anyway. So she's going to have to be waiting that amount of time anyway before she could. And then she's going to have to do a hefsek tara and zayin nikim. She has to do a hefsek tara and zayin nikim. So, but the chiddush is that the leida itself is matani. Now the Torah tells us then afterwards. So people seem to misread the chumash. So then it says that she's tohar for 33 days afterwards for a boy and 66 days afterwards for a girl. So what does that mean? So some say, oh, I heard you're not allowed to go to the mikveh before 80 days. Because that's what it says. That she's coming for a girl. She's tar for that. I mean, so let me explain to you what's being said over here. Rambam. So, take a look at page 37. Parag Yud Aleph Pas Halacha Tazvav and Isuri Bia. Chain Zat Timtza Mixus Makomas Nimtza Chuvus the Mixus Agonim Shioldos Zochar Lot Shamish Mitasa Ad Sof Arboim. You'll notice the Kevar Achar Shmona. So there is a shita like this that says that if you have a boy, you can't have Tashmish until 40 days. And a girl, 80 days. And that's because that's what the pasuk is saying. That she's going to be tameh. And then shloshim teshev b'dmei tara means that she still has to wait. Go to the mikveh. So Rambam says, "Afal pishul osu dam, ain't a minute of a talos suba osu matshuvas." But there, he says that's happy courses, because that's not what the pasuk means. Because the Tzidukim learned that that's what the Pasuk means. That she's Tamei, but still she has to, Teshev, Bidmeitara means she has to wait, and she's Aser until 80 days or 33 days. Because Teshev bin Meitara means you have to wait to have Tashmish. And he says that shot in the Pasuk is Apikorsis. Because that's not what the Pasuk means. So what does the Pasuk mean? So the Pasuk means like this. This is what Chazal's Kabbalah of the Pasuk means. That if you have a boy, so when he's born, so you have to wait 7 days of Tumah, and if there's bleeding, which you normally would, you have to finish the bleeding too. You have to make sure both problems are taken care of. And then after the bleeding, you have to have Hefsek and Zayinikim and the mikveh. And if it's a girl, you have to make sure 14 days passed. And then you also have to have Zayinikim from the bleeding. Now, you could start working on the Zayinikim for the bleeding even before the 14 days are over. There is a sheet of that you have to wait, that you can't count the Yimei, the Zayinikim during the Yimei Tumah, but we passed in that you could. So you just have to make sure that both things are taken care of. Then she goes to the mikveh, and then if she has more bleeding, so then she gets her period right again. So then the Torah says, if she gets her period right again, and it's still within 33 days of a boy of the birth, or 66 days of within a girl of the birth, we lift the din of Nida. We lift the din of Nida. I mean, she's not bleeding. But since it's within the 66 days of a girl or 33 days of a boy, so it's the Apikorsim said, no, it means that you have to wait to be Meshamish for 66 days, for 80, you know, it has to be after the 80 days for a girl and 40 days for a boy. But that's Apikorsis, he says. So what it means is that no, Tumah shall be for 14 days for the girl, 7 days for the boy. That's what she'll have for the Tumah. And then when she finishes bleeding, she'll do a hefsek and zayinikim, go to the mikveh. And then if there's more bleeding afterwards, then we have what's called Yimei Tohar. Yimei Tohar. So that means for Yimei Tohar for a girl is 66 more days, meaning from the birth. I mean, whereas if it's before 80 days and she went to the mikveh, she has to have gone to the mikveh. She went to the mikveh, so she's tamei, she's tor from the leida, right? And she's tor from the nida. But now she'd be getting more blood. She got her period. So the Torah says that if you gave birth to a boy, then for 33 days afterwards, you're still tor, even if there's a need, even if you bled. And for a girl, for 66 days, you're tor. But halacha, we don't do that. In other words, we don't do that. We are not. In other words, even though there's a kula in the chumash, we're machmir. That's what it says in the Rambam here on page 36. So anyone who gives birth b'zman hazeh is considered yoled es b'zov. Tzvi chashiva yomim nikiyim. V'milik pashu b'shinar b'eretz ha-tzvi. Bovel ar tzisrael svarad. Marashim rosa dam toch imos yimei los hafu b'shin rosa achar shetzofer shiva yomim nikiyim. And she went to the mikveh. Still she has to keep regular dinim nida. Ve'ein nosim lo yimei tohar klal. In Halachas Vav it says, Din ze bimei ha-ga'onim nitzchadish. Ve'heim gozu shelo yesham dam tohar klal. In other words, the Chachamim goes there that we shouldn't be mekel and dam tohar. That we don't follow the kula of the Chumash. Just like we don't follow other kulas in the Chumash of Nida Daraisa of 7 days, you know. So this is part of one of these Chumras that Chazal said not to be boiled on dam tohar.
Is there a reason she would be going to mikvah?
What?
Is there a reason she would be going to mikvah?
When?
If she, maybe it would never come up because, let's say she stopped bleeding.
Well, say she went to the mikvah, she gave birth, she went to the mikvah, now there's more blood. So, as far as the Torah is concerned, if she gave birth to a boy and it's still within 40 days, or if she gave birth to a girl and it's still within 80 days, even though she got a period, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So that kula, that's called Yimei Tohar. So Yimei Tohar is the 66 days after the 14 days for a girl, and the 33 days after the 7 days for a boy. And that means that even if you bleed during those days, you're mutter l'bayla. So we totally matter the whole din nidah in that time period. But the Rishonim said that Bizman HaGaonim, whatever, they did away with that kula.
Is there a point for her to go?
So now if she bleeds, she's going to have to go to the mikvah like any nida.
So I'm saying, should she anyways just wait until the end of the 40 or the 80?
Why? She got her period. She's bleeding. So she should wait till it stops, do the 5 and the 7, you know, whatever, and go to the mikveh. Why should she wait? What is she waiting for? We wait till the blood stops, and you have your 5 days and the hefsek and the zaynikim and the mikveh, and then you go to the mikveh. Why? But you don't have to wait for the, because for what purpose? The only people that waited were the tzidukim. They held that the pshuto shel mikra is teshev, means to wait till that you can't go to the mikvah and you can't be with your husband until the 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. So someone said they heard the hasad. Yeah, that's the Rambam says that pshat is apikorsis, because that's taking a literal interpretation of the chumash and not our mesorah. So,
the whole assumption is that the dam from the childbirth is dam nida.
Or ziva, whatever it is. Yeah.
No, that's just.
Yeah, well, that's where it's coming from. It's coming from the uterus. That's where the baby was coming from.
What happens if there's a C-section, though?
The C-section, there's no tumas leida. But there'll still be blood. So she's going to have to wait for the blood. But there's no tumas leida. And that's why the Gemara says, what does it say? The same pasuk that says that you have to, what? You have to. She's tameh. Also says the din of mila b'shmona. So, but mila is not docha Shabbos if it's a C-section, because there's no tumas leida. Now, usually the woman is going to bleed anyway more than the zman later. So, by the time she finishes waiting for the blood to end and do the hefsek and the zayinikim, she'll over. But sometimes, like, you have a case where she had a miscarriage. And they have a miscarriage, So if the miscarriage, it depends. If the baby, it was before 40 days and nothing really formed, so then they wouldn't have the tumas later. But if something did form, so then So either the body will take it out. Well, usually what you do a D&C. That's a procedure where they clean out, they suction out everything that's, you know, there was a dead baby inside. So they have to suction it out. And then, since it did form, from that day on, you have to have 14 days. And usually we don't know whether a boy or girl, we're machmir to treat it like a girl. And then you have to do another 14 days. Recently I had a very interesting shayla that I never got before, that they did a D&C, and they took out the baby, but then they noticed from some test that they didn't get the whole baby out, and they had to do another D&C. So the question was, did they have to do another 14 days from the second removal? Because the shayla was to me, they only had 13 days from this. Even though she was ready to go, it was only 13 days. So the question is that they have to wait. In the end, she miscounted, and it really was 14 days. But the two rabbanim I spoke to, when I speak to Rav Elimelech Liebowitz of Brooklyn and Rav Chaim Krauss of Borough Park, they both thought l'chumra that they should wait another 14 days from the second removal also. It's okay, something to think about. Okay, but this is a very important halacha. We didn't finish everything about this, so tomorrow we'll continue a little bit more tomorrow on this topic. And we'll continue on. Okay? So we'll stop here for now. Good to give the other share. Say hello, Baruch Bader and Sonny Spitzer, Zach Berger. And Brad Natan, Bauer, and MC Pinter, and Josh Blau, and Avi Lichtschein, and Max Kirschblum, and Ezra Hagler, and Yoni Sonnenschein, and Ben Katz. Good to see you all. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. And then we'll see exactly how we're going to finish, but okay, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. And we'll start Hilchos Avelos afterwards. And then we'll give a... Ben Katz is going to paskin when we should have the Bechina. Okay? But we'll give you time. There's no point in me rushing you to have a Bechina. But I still have to start the other Limud because people want the Hilchos Avelos Limud. People were in the Shir, people not in the Shir, so we have to start that. But that doesn't mean that the day we start that limud, that means that you have to have a bechina on the needle. If you want, you need a week or two more, whatever you need. There's no mitzvah to give a bechina when people didn't have enough time to chazer. So, but we'll do this tomorrow. And then the supplement of 34, and this 34, we still have to do the supplement of 34. It's very important. We'll make sure that we do the supplement of 34. It's very important. I didn't discuss Psichas HaMakor yet, so they needed to talk to you about that. But, okay. But it's important because a lot of people, Yoledes, they get confused with Yoledes, and they don't know how to read the Pasuk in Chumash. You know, sometimes they read it like the Tzidukim.